things because they have different ways that they feel about different subjects. And so it requires a consistent reaching for relief on whatever subject is currently bothering you. And it takes a little while, usually about 30 days, a person can show themselves that they can turn in the direction of what they want on most subjects. And so we think it is inevitable. We think it is the medicine of the future. We think that much of the world is ready for it now. We think that much of the world is not ready for it now. We would say to you what we say to teachers all the time, there is never a crowd on the leading edge. And so when you understand that this is the answer to physical well-being, and you try to teach it to those that are so far from understanding it, then you just get frustrated in your own endeavor, where if you just know it and let law of attraction bring to you those that are ready to know it, then you will have a blissful journey as people who are ready for what you have to teach show up and you teach it to them, you see. But if you fixate on the world who needs it, then just like focusing upon that spot in that person, it will backlash and you will feel the discord of that. Jerry and Esther have said for years, as people say to them, why not take Abraham to the world? Someone wants to do an infomercial. Someone else wants to do a syndicated radio program. Someone else wants them to join a subscription radio program. Why not take Abraham to the world? And Jerry and Esther say the same thing that they've been saying for a long time. We see our work with Abraham as expanding the message. And we trust law of attraction to bring people to the message to the degree that they are able to receive it. And so when you understand that law of attraction is the manager of all of this, and you don't have to figure out how to teach everyone, you just figure out what you want to teach, and those who are ready for that will show up for you. And those that are better learning from someone somewhere else along the emotional scale will find that. Law of attraction says that it must be so. So as this teacher, as this uplifter, we know there is this feeling that, oh, there is so much need out there, and I will get out there. It sort of goes back. Don't you like how we've been saying the same thing to you over and over again since you sat down here, and how all of your questions dovetail together? Yeah. It's like as we began here when we said, oh, we've got the answer. The question is, can you hear it? Yeah. And it's exactly what we're wanting you to apply to the world who would benefit by what you know relative to their physical apparatus. You've got the answers, but they're not all ready to hear your answers, right. You see. Yes.
Thank you.
Something more?
Yeah, okay.
They're not clapping you off. They're clapping because they're feeling the exhilaration of how all things are wrapping around themselves again. In other words, when you've got something going on, you are soliciting the answer. We're having fun with you because you're hearing everything that we're saying to you at many levels of your being.
Yes, I am.
What more?
Vibrational escrow. How do we... How is it accessed readily or quickly, or is it ever? I don't mean that.
How can you jump right over there and live what's in it?
Well, yeah, sort of. Not that I believe that, I've been conditioned with the microwavable world and all that type of stuff, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, the most important thing you've already done, and that is acknowledging that it exists. Knowing that it's there and knowing that it's the expanded version of you is the first really big part of this. Because once you know your vibrational escrow is there and that source is tending to it, then you begin hoping, if not knowing, that you can accomplish it. In other words, when what's in your vibrational escrow, when you know what's there and you know that you are worthy of it and you know that it will come to you in the best possible way, that's as good as it gets, because that way it just lights up and 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 lights up. You just say things that Jerry and Esther are working on a project with someone who they've known for a number of years, and Jerry's been saying for years, there's something going on with this guy. I feel that we will be doing something with him. They couldn't figure out what it was, and they didn't try to figure out what it was. They just left it there. Mm-hmm. Feels like there's something there for us to play on together. And so then he approached Jerry and Esther with an idea, and they still couldn't.